Hard Times by Charles Dickens, read by Harriet Walter.
Now what I want is facts. Teach these boys and girls nothing but facts. Facts alone are wanted in life. Plant nothing else and root out everything else. You can only form the minds of reasoning animals upon facts. Nothing else will ever be of any service to them. This is the principle on which I bring up my own children. And this is the principle on which I bring up these children. Stick to facts, sir.
The scene was a plain, bare, monotonous vault of a schoolroom. The speaker, Thomas Gradgrind, and the schoolmaster, and the third grown person present, swept with their eyes the inclined plane of little vessels then and there arranged in order, ready to have imperial gallons of facts poured into them until they were full to the brim. Indeed, as Mr. Gradgrind sparkled at them, he seemed a kind of cannon loaded to the muzzle with facts, and prepared to blow them clean out of the regions of childhood at one discharge.
"Girl number 20," said Mr. Gradgrind, squarely pointing with his square forefinger. "I don't know that girl. Who is that girl?"
"Sissy Jupe, sir," explained number 20, blushing, standing up and curtsying.
"Cecilia Jupe. Let me see. What is your father?"
"He belongs to the horse-riding, if you please, sir."
Mr. Gradgrind frowned. "You mustn't tell us about that. We don't want to know anything about that here."